This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Chilean and Colombian governments recalled on Tuesday their ambassadors to Israel for consultations after they say Israel violated international humanitarian law. Chile called for a ceasefire in the passage of humanitarian aid into the zone, and Israel was violating international law. Colombian President Gustavo Petro called the attacks a massacre of the Palestinian people in a post on the social media network X. Earlier on Tuesday, Bolivia broke ties with Israel.
Based on its principled stance of respect towards life, Bolivia has taken the decision to break diplomacy ties with the State of Israel. We reject and condemn the aggressive, inappropriate military response from Israel carried out in Gaza, which threatens international peace and security.
In the United States, President Joe Biden said he would veto a bill to give Israel more money for military if Congress separates that request for more money for Ukraine.
Members of the Democratic majority Senate would likely block a standalone Israel bid, arguing it must be paired with aid to the Ukraine as requested by the White House.
It doesn't meet our national security needs. And as commander-in-chief, the president's never going to do anything. It doesn't meet our key national security needs.
Austin said not providing aid to Ukraine could ultimately lead to a U.S. confrontation with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
There's no question in my mind that sooner or later he will challenge NATO, and we'll find ourselves in a shooting match.
Catherine Gibson, VOA News.